said to have been texting his roommate with whom he was involved romantically just after the fatal shooting. Israeli troops continue pushing deeper into Gaza City, marking the second day of ground offensives there. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are still in Gaza City amid famine and buildings in rubble. This is ABC News. A Netflix true crime subject is back behind bars.
Shimon Hayud has yet again been arrested for fraud, accused of stealing more than $50,000 from a woman overseas. The convicted con artist was the subject of the 2022 Netflix documentary, The Tinder Swindler.
He was smart and funny and very impulsive.
It detailed allegations that Hayud used the dating app Tinder to pose as the son of a billionaire diamond mogul to lure women into relationships with private jets and bodyguards before turning around and claiming he needed financial support and allegedly fleecing the women out of some $10 million.
ABC's Perry Russum. Ben's ice cream just doesn't have the same ring to it, but that may be what it's coming to. Ben and Jerry's co-founder Jerry Greenfield says he's quitting the brand because it's clear parent company Unilever won't let them stand behind the social justice issues that were a stipulation of the sale of the company back in 2000. Greenfield writing on social media, Ben and Jerry's has been silenced. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman for 98Q Country. More vaccine news in Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order directing the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to use every lever and take every action available to ensure Wisconsinites can access safe, effective vaccines. The governor's executive order directs DHS to continually monitor and review immunization recommendations, issue guidance on the COVID-19 vaccine, determine whether any additional measures may be necessary to provide clarity and guidance on other routine vaccines, and directs the chief medical officers to issue a standing order to allow and enable Wisconsinites to take steps to keep themselves and their families safe by getting a vaccine at local pharmacies.
Civic Media News for 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
On September 16th, at approximately 10:20 a.m., the Ashland-Bayfield County Emergency Operations Center received multiple 911 calls reporting a single vehicle crash on State Highway 13 near Amsa Road in the township of Chippewa. Emergency services, including the Ashland County Sheriff's Office, Butternut Fire Department, Glidden Fire Department, and Park Falls Ambulance Service, were promptly dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, first responders discovered the operator and sole occupant of the vehicle tragically deceased. The Wisconsin State Patrol and Ashland County Highway Department also assisted at the scene to ensure the safety of the surrounding area. The circumstances of the crash are currently under investigation by the Ashland County Sheriff's Office in conjunction with the Ashland County Coroner's Office. The identity of the deceased operator is being withheld at this time, pending notification of family members. The Ashland County Sheriff's Office extends its sincere condolences to the family and friends affected by this incident. They encourage the public to exercise caution while traveling in the area and to keep the victim's loved ones in their thoughts during this difficult time. Monday, October 6th, from 4 to 5 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library, there's a Lego Building Club. This is open for children, first grade and up, and is once again taking place Monday, October 6th from 4 to 5 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library. Governor Tony Evers kicked off National Clean Energy Week with a visit to a Wausau brewery. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
This week is the 7th annual National Clean Energy Week in Wisconsin. In 2019, Governor Tony Evers penned a proclamation outlining a clean energy goal for Wisconsin. It aims to make statewide energy consumption 100% carbon-free by 2050. Evers kicked off National Clean Energy Week on Monday at a downtown Wausau restaurant. Evers toured the basement and brewing area at the Red Eye Brewing Company. The restaurant features a wood-burning oven and is the first brewery in the state to use a solar thermal hot water system. Owners Brett Danke and Kevin Eichelberger showed Evers how solar panels heat the water used to make their small-batch beer. The governor said his visit was to thank the owners for being sustainably conscious.
They're doing everything they can to keep costs down and also be good to the environment.
And added he's pleased to see their success.
The interesting thing for me is that they've been doing it for a long time. When they first, from the day they opened the door here, they've been doing things around, you know, making sure that their energy is cheaper and more appropriately solar.
The visit comes as two Republican state legislators announced a proposal this week that would allow community solar programs in Wisconsin.
State Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point and Representative Scott Krug of Rome introduced the bill to tackle rising utility bills.
Under the legislation, electric customers could subscribe to a community solar facility and receive credits on their electricity bill for using renewable energy. Evers says increasing access to solar power options could be beneficial for Wisconsin, but he doesn't know if he'll sign the bill until it reaches his desk. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Marion Ann Tim, age 96, of Glidden, died on Wednesday, September 10th, 2025, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her children, Alan Tim of Glidden, Gary Tim of Park Falls, and Kathy Bay of Park Falls, 6 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at Trinity Lutheran Church in Glidden on Friday, September 19th, 2025, at 11 a.m. Reverend Kenneth Lanners will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marion Ann Tim, 96, of Glidden.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a 2-run homer in the 4th. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelly says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. And you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers, getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, Phillips and Prentice, good local rivalry volleyball match last night. Merrillwood Conference down in Prentice, and Prentice gets the victory 3-2, with Prentice winning the first game 25-16, winning the second game 25-18. Phillips comes back to win games 3 and 4, 25-21, 25-23, before Prentice won the 5th and deciding game 15-11. The Logger JV won 3-0. Phillips JV and varsity will be in Owen Withy for their next game. That will be coming up on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Butternut Middle School girls, they traveled to Drummond on Monday for a good matchup at both levels. The Midgets led most of the way in the 8th grade game with a swarming defense, but Drummond came back
to take a one-point lead late before Matty Polacek got a dump-in pass from Bailey Pritzel to take the lead at 20-19 with about 30 seconds to go and to pull out the victory. And on the seventh grade side, it was Drummond pulling away for a 24-10 victory. In local sports action last night, the Lakeland soccer team last night, they get a 6-0 win over Medford on the local sports scene from last night. Northwoods
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60. 98Q
Country. Because nobody thinks of themselves as old. The reality of your age just occasionally slaps you across the face. I did this benefit for a hospital. It was a fancy event. When I showed up, the woman running the event was like, "Oh my gosh, we went to the same college." She was younger, but we talked and we realized we hung out at the same places. And then at the end of the event, I was leaving and she ran up. She was like, "I need to know what year you graduated college." And I was like, 1988. And she was like, "Oh my gosh, that's the year I was born." Right across the face. I didn't even know what to say. I was like, "That's the year I was born too." She just looked at me like, "That's not funny." And then I got in my car and stuffed food in my mouth until I stopped feeling anything.
98Q Country.
Pair of boots and a sack of clothes. Free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. Free and easy down the road I go. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight. So I know everything is gonna be alright.
that's my name.
We're gonna party!
New country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
Station's awesome!
98Q Country.
Wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off.
Fresh cut grass, I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads, standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood to get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. kings of the school, man, where the boys are fall. Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air, all right. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. The boys are fall. In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. Turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. It's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. The boys are fall. We're the boys are fall. We're the boys.
Kenny Chesney, 98Q Country. Good Wednesday to you. Feels like a Wednesday. One of those mornings where just the body just like the alarm went off and the body's just like, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to do this today. And it's like, well, there really isn't much of an option. We got to find a way to make this work. The negotiations are still underway. Between my brain and my body, you know what I'm talking about. But we'll get it going. I got a little tea brewing over here, and Rachel is nice enough to bring in some chocolate chip zucchini bread the other day. So I delved into that. So we're going to get this thing rolling here. We've got reality radio coming up, some good local topics. Also, big announcement this morning. This is the first time you're hearing about this. Listen up. Should we have the timpani drum roll? I think we do have it back in the budget. All right, here we go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, starting on Monday, Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest returns. That's right. We are very, very excited. So it's Civic Media's, not with the drum roll, it's Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state contest starting on Monday, the 22nd. So you'll have a chance to win daily prizes and the grand prize at the end. Now, a whole bunch of times during the day, like 7 different hours during the day, we're going to give you a keyword to text in. Now, every time you do that, you'll have a chance to win the daily prize, which is $200 cash. Well, we'll send you a check, $200, and a piece of fine gold jewelry. So that'll be the daily winner starting Monday through Friday, and again the following week, so 2 weeks. So every entry that you put in not only gives you a chance to win that daily prize, but also a chance to win 2 club-level indoor tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota on November 23rd. So make sure that you have the Civic Media app where you can, you can listen, and then you're going to need that to text to win, too. So that will start on Monday. That will start on Monday, the 22nd. So get that app ready to roll, and let's see if we can make you a winner. So a little bit different. We have a few more chances for you to text to win throughout the day. And then there will be a daily winner of the $200 and gold jewelry. More details on that. Some of the last final details are being worked out. But you know how it works. We've been doing this for a while, and you guys have been pretty responsive, and we've had a lot of fun with it. We had a lot of winners. So this is our Civic Media company-wide contest with all of our Civic Media stations. So it starts on Monday. We're broadcasting the 98Q Morning Show from the Aspirus Health Studios. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Whew. The NFL news continues to kind of roll in on some of the injuries that are going on with quarterbacks and stuff like that. The Packers are doing okay. I mean, Jaden Reed is out, wide receiver. But I guess, it's kind of a weird way to look at it, but if you were to say, okay, we're going to have an injury or two, where can we handle this? Where would you like the injury? Well, definitely not the quarterback. You kind of don't want Jacobs, the running back, because he's the real deal. The line is your strength right now. You know, the defensive line is the strength of the team, and the offensive line is pretty good. The weaker area is the question mark is the wide receiver area. So if it's already a question mark, I guess having an injury there maybe it would be at the top of the list. You don't want any injuries at all. But Reed is going to be out for a while. Packers will regroup on that. But like I've said many times before, if you block for the quarterback and he's got time to throw, you're going to be in pretty good shape. You can put a lot of guys out there that can run around and catch a ball. Not everybody, but you can usually find them out there. If the quarterback has time to throw, they'll find them. So Packers will be on the road for the first time. Those couple of home games. Packers look real good at home in those first two games. They'll travel to take on Cleveland on Sunday. To be honest with you, Cleveland has Shedeur Sanders that they drafted, right? But I don't know. Who's their quarterback? You probably got him on your fantasy team, and you're like, Joel, come on, I know who this quarterback is. Good for you. But the Cleveland Browns quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco. Also, hang on. No. Joe Flacco's the quarterback. Dylan Gabriel had a few attempts in there. So a veteran quarterback in Joe Flacco. You get a feeling if you can get there and you can move him around a little bit in the pocket, be in good shape. Let him sit back there. Joe Flacco can probably pick you apart pretty good. He's off to a pretty good start. He's doing okay. He's thrown 3 interceptions already, though, and just a couple of touchdowns. He's got about 450 yards or so, somewhere in that, or 489 yards. So, yeah, I mean, he's a veteran quarterback. You're not going in there against a young rookie or something like that, or you're not going against a quarterback that's going to take off out of the pocket and run. So you know what Joe Flacco is. So that'll be Sunday, 12 noon, 10 o'clock pregame. Just a quick programming note. Our Peace Lutheran Church service will begin at 9 o'clock on Sunday, if that's something that you listen to. And it will be the previous week's service, because they do the service live at 10 because of the Packers. We got to do it at 9, so we got to do what we got to do. So we will have a Peace Lutheran Church service on Sunday, but it'll be at 9 o'clock. And it'll be the previous week's service. That happens when the Packers play at noon. Brewers tonight, back at it, at home. Not many home games left. They got Los Angeles coming in. In fact, after this series, they've got just one more series at home a week from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when Cincinnati comes in. Brewers trying to lock up that best record in the National League and all of baseball, and they got a little work to do that, and they got a little work to do to just clinch the division. They're in the playoffs, The Brewers are in the playoffs. They will be, at the very least, even if they lose the rest of their games, they will be a playoff team, but they want to be a division winner. Of course, of course. What else? The weather is going to take a little bit of a turn toward the cooler. Still warm and humid today. We're going to see some rain kind of move in and out, maybe a thunderstorm today. And temperatures tomorrow will struggle to get much above 70, and then probably 60s for the high temp of the weekend. And a few scattered showers. It's not going to rain all day every day, but the rain possibilities are there, especially today, tomorrow, and into Friday. A little bit of a cool front pushing some of that warm air out. I had the air conditioning on, central air on in my house yesterday. It just was a bit stagnant, just warm. So I don't make the decision on that. My wife does. I just she's like, I'm going to turn the air on. I'm like, oh, good for you. Like, what am I going to say? No. I mean, if your spouse, guys, if your wife, if your spouse says I'm turning the central air on, and what are you going to say? You're going to say, no, you're not. I just like, okay, thank you. Thanks for letting me know. Turning the heat on. All right, very good. All right, just do what you got to do. I'm just here. I'm just happy to be here. So it's going to be one of those days where we go from central air to maybe heat, depending on what your warm-blooded, cold-blooded, whatever. Might need a little bit of heat early morning as we cool off a little bit for the coming weekend. Reality Radio, good local stuff to come, some local guests, so stay tuned for that. Coming up after 8, we'll talk the outdoors. Craig from Bader's Sports Center will be stopping by to update us on what's going on outside with the hunting and all that stuff. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. So at 7:33, let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and the First Lady being welcomed at Windsor Castle. That's the music for President Trump's second state visit. ABC's Mary Bruce, also in Windsor.
President Trump was here for an official state visit back in 2019, but it is an incredibly rare honor to have a second official visit like this, something not seen in modern times. But the UK, well aware that President Trump greatly enjoys and values these kinds of displays and that they can be a potent diplomatic tool.
Right now, they're in a carriage procession through Windsor. The 22-year-old man charged with murdering Charlie Kirk in court for the first time yesterday, Tyler Robinson, said to have been texting his roommate with whom he was involved romantically just after the fatal shooting. Israeli troops continue pushing deeper into Gaza City, marking the second day of ground offensive there. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are still in Gaza City amid famine and buildings in rubble. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. For those of you wanting to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but worried that you might need to get a prescription for it, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to inform you that, as directed by Governor Tony Evers, the Department of Health Services has issued a statewide standing medical order that allows most Wisconsinites who want the COVID-19 vaccine to be able to get it at pharmacies across the state without a prescription. You can find details at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Thursday, September 18th at 1 p.m., there's a homeschool and virtual learning collective over at the Phillips Public Library. This is your opportunity to connect with other homeschool and virtual learning families, share resources, support each other, and enjoy a collaborative learning environment. All ages are welcome. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, September 18th at 1 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Members of the legislature are considering their own security, Savannah Tomi Olson reports.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a 2-run homer in the 4th. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelly says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. When you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers, getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Update and beautify your home with Sherwin-Williams pre-finished siding from Menards. LP SmartSide siding is durable and comes ready to install. Available in 13 timeless colors, it's machine applied for a professional look and coverage. That means no painting and no hassle for years to come. Save big money at all Sherwin-Williams pre-finished siding now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Quiet down, here she comes.
Shh. Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We have a chance at an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms will drop to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
98Q Country.
Said change your clothes, she said no I won't. They said comb your hair, she said some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said you can't leave, she said yes I will. They said don't see him, she said his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state. Yeah.
what day it is. Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Woo woo!
Oh, happy hump day.
98 Q Country.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
I'm chillin' on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Jason LD, 98Q Country, in a dirt road anthem. Coming up at about 13 before 8 at 7:47. Hope your Wednesday has some good things going for it. Farmer's Market, of course, going on today. Hope we'll stay positive. Keep your head up. I know there's a lot of stuff with the whole Charlie Kirk thing. I just want to mention that I always use this mentality when you start to think, when you start to get down a little bit and maybe depressed about some of the things that happen in the world, think to yourself, I go back to this, there's 340 million people in the United States of America. That's the estimated population, 340 million, all right? Just because one person does something that is not good, is just ridiculous and violent and stupid, just because one of those people do something shouldn't deter you from feeling the way you do about the good things that happen in this country and the good things that people do. And they happen in every small town and in every community in America, the fundraisers and the charity and just the kindness that people have. So keep that in mind, all right? It's not The media likes to blow it up into a reflection of America. It's one person out of 340 million. So let's keep our head up and keep doing the good stuff and treating people nicely. And that's what we can do, right? Be kind. Be kind to people in person, social media, whatever it may be. Just be respectful and be kind. It'll work out. Believe me. All right. I've been around a little bit. My tooth's getting longer. I got a longer tooth and a little older, and I can got a little bit of knowledge. So keep it going. All right. We've got Reality Radio coming up for you. Some good local stuff that we're going to talk about. As always, if you got something going on with your nonprofit group or organization, send us an email. Just take a picture of the flyer, send it to WCQM@civicmedia.us. And we'll be glad to put it on our community calendar for your nonprofit group on our website and talk about you here on 98Q Country in the Morning Show. September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
98Q Country.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah. That whistle still blows every day at noon. A bunch of us still go down to the diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. But come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town.
doctor. You can't miss it, it's sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower, and that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ, and if we want to see, we better leave right now. And maybe later, me and O.T. Roll will show you around our town.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
Love a little Luke Combs. You give me a little Luke Combs followed by some Jelly Roll and I'm good. I'm good to go, all right? 98Q Country Reality Radio coming up. Have that for you just after the news here at 8 o'clock. Some good local information. Stay with us. Hope your Wednesday is fantastic here. A little bit of rain, maybe a thunderstorm rolling in at some point also this afternoon.
I'm a 45 spinning on an overtroll. I'm a two-strike swinger. I'm a Pepsi Cola. I'm a blue jean quarterback saying I love you to the prom queen in a Chevy. I'm John Wayne, Superman, California. I'm a Chris Christopherson, Sunday morning. I'm a mom and dad singing along to Don McLean at the levee. And I'm a child of a backseat of freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Marilyn Monroe in the Garden of Eden. Never grow up, never grow old. Just another level in the great wide open, on the boulevard of broken dreams. And I know everything I needed to know from John Cougar, John Deere, John 316. I'm a Texaco star, I'm a Gibson guitar, still a teenage kid trying to go too far. I'm a jukebox waiting in a neon